Hey guys, welcome to the last episode of Talk It Out with Abitalka. How you doing? Hope you guys are good. It's been a long time. I guess my last episode was in August, and honestly, I want to say sorry because I've not been really consistent. I had things going on. I'll probably tell you about it in the episode. But today, I'm making the final episode before I rebrand, and nothing is going to stop me from rebranding next year because I really need to. Today I'm going to be talking about how was your 2023, and I'm not going to be doing it alone. I have with me here in my studio, in my house, I have Precious, and she's going to be saying hi now, and she's going to be telling you about herself, and we're going to be having this conversation, and I hope you guys really enjoy it. So Precious, how you doing?
Hi guys. Okay, good day everybody. Precious Ifanacho. Okay, I'm from Anambra State. I'm a video creator. I'm a graduate of Banking and Finance, Nnamdi Azikiwe University. So
okay, so Precious is a video creator. Basically, after the podcast, she'll be dropping her handles, and I'd like for you guys to follow her, engage, and you know, network. It's necessary. So today we're going to be talking about how was 2023. For me, I would say 2023 was, it turned out great because I didn't expect it to go that way. I just went into it like the normal, okay, 2022 was just a normal year. We're just trying to go through school, and school was trying to go through us. But it was still the year I graduated, and my results were really good. So I'm really grateful for how 2023 turned out. But not everybody was opportune to have a good 2023, and some people are out there regretting. So Precious, I'd like to know, how was your 2023?
Okay, mine was tough. It was unexpected. Okay, 2022 was already, should I say, bad year. I was expecting 2023 to be worse. So, at least I survived.
Yeah,
exactly.
So basically, 2023 was like a result of how your 2022 went.
Exactly.
It was challenging because you were already struggling with something in 2022. Now, would you give us an insight as to what you were going through, what happened in 2022 that led you to have a bad year, like you said?
Okay, 2022 ended, and I just think this happens to me at the end of every year. I think prior to the time I entered school. So once is, you know, towards the end of the year, I would have problem with maybe one of my major relationships. So something happened between I and my friend. So, you know, we got into like a huge fight. And the space where we are in, you know, we are like leaders. We are people that people look up to us. So if something like that should happen, like, it affects
everybody.
Exactly. So I think she did something to me, and I have expectation issues. Like, you're my friend, I do something for you, so like, I just expect you to know what to do to me. Exactly. Like, I just expect that you should know that you should do this one for me, since I do this for you. Like, it's just there. Although they used to say don't expect things from people, but I used to try to fight it, but like, it's just something that is embedded in me. Like, I just have it at the back of my mind that, sis, like, I do this thing for you, you should do the same thing too for me. But, you know, people are different. So I got angry with her, and I think we used to stay together. So I left, and, you know, because of that anger, I channeled it to my other relationships. Like, I stopped talking to, I started isolating myself
from my friends.
Thank you. So like, I didn't, and I was pained, and I was not talking to anybody. Like, I was not opening up, even to the very few people I was talking to as at that time. I was not telling them my major problem. Like, I was not eating the nail on the head. So they would just tell me, just, you know, beat around the bush, and I would just like ignore them. So because of that pain and anger, and like I told you in the beginning, once I'm going through something inside, like, it affects the way I run my life. It affects my academics, like, everything. Like, it just tells on it. By the way, I graduated this year too.
Congratulations.
Thank you. So I continued like that, and I continued damaging everything and all the plans that I had written for this year, because I don't know, once it's towards the end of the year, like this, the church I attend, we usually have this like conference, everybody comes together, pray, plan, prepare for the year. So I wrote on my plans now and I wanted to like execute them. But I'll always feel this pushback. I don't know, maybe it's because I just felt like I didn't have people anymore. I didn't have that support. So I would always feel this, say, just rest. You cannot do it. You cannot, you know, this mind. Why are you doing this? Why are you? I don't know, Sha. But I would just always feel like there was just this, should I call it barrier or block? Whenever I wanted to do those things that I wrote down. Uh-huh. So, yes. So I just felt like that was the way my year started. And from there, so I started running into debts. Yeah, many debts. More broken relationships with my friends. And I became, I said, isolating myself. So I became like
a certified loner.
Exactly. So I just wanted to be on my own. I kept on making more and more mistakes. There was somebody there's someone that mentors me in school. Mm-hmm. Like, I look up to her so much. So she started noticing that, you know, this thing is getting serious. This thing is affecting this girl. You know, I'm beginning to, like, I was now a different person, even with the way I talk. You know, I started staying with some set of people that I was not supposed to be staying with.
Basically, I'll ask this question. Navigating that friendship affected every other friendship for you.
Exactly.
Now, did you ever think that the reason you could not do the things that you put down to do was because you had not healed and you had not addressed
exactly.
the issue?
Yes, I just wanted to move on.
So basically,
and act like it was not affecting me. When I was like telling you this now, like then, I didn't know that it was because of this.
Okay, you're just going with it.
Exactly.
So the person you had this fight with, what would you call this person, like your best friend or like a very, very close friend that is like a sister?
Exactly. She's a close friend that is like a sister to me.
So it must have really hurt to have had that issue with her. Because for you to add move.
Life, exactly. And my space. Mm. So it was so hard for me.
So now that made you find yourself in a different kind of crowd that you naturally would not roll with.
I used to roll with them, but I became
closer to them.
Exactly, like more intimate, which was not healthy in some sense, because we did not share the same like morals or values. Exactly.
But those friends, did they like add any positive thing to your life?
No. I think it was just neutral.
So at that point, you didn't feel like you found family or community amongst these people that you later turned to, because you had issues with one person and then you kind of, I think you're trying to heal, but you didn't know how to, and then you moved yourself to a different circle. Those were the ones around you, and you didn't feel like, oh, these people were family. You still felt lost. So that's the problem in navigating friendships most times. Most of us don't know the kind of friends we should be around, or we know sometimes and we just go ahead and just do it because yes, we want to be friends with everybody. I don't even believe in having too much friends. I actually don't believe. I know too many people, but I don't have too many friends. If I count my friends now, they're probably like my female friends generally. They'll probably be like 3-4, and even inside the 3, there'll still be maybe just 1 or 2 people that know me. And then sometimes I don't even talk to anybody, and I feel like, oh my, your life is weird, because for other people they're like, you know everybody and everybody knows you. Like, bro, you don't know anything. I don't know anybody. So I can understand where you're coming from when you said you lost your footing because of that. So if you were put in that box again, what would you do differently?
Okay, I don't know. I just felt like, okay, one thing I did, I had to redefine my boundaries. Okay, yes, fine. I'm a people person. I have a lot of people around me. Like, a lot in school. I know a lot of people. And I had to take back some of the titles I give people. And, like, before I give it back to you again, like, I must be sure.
You end it.
Exactly. And I had to understand that, like, I need to give room for human frailties. Like, people will always be people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know how to put this, but that's like give room for people to misbehave. And once again, like I said earlier, redefine my boundaries and also tell them, because they might not know.
Yeah, some people don't know.
Exactly. So, and I learned communication, because I used to be the kind of person that once something is happening to me, once you're doing something to me, I would not tell you. I just expect that you know.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. So I learned how to communicate how I feel and make sure that that person understands me. Because I tell people the purpose of communication is comprehension.
Yeah. Exactly. You're listening and you understand.
Exactly. It's not just coming to tell me, oh, this. Sis, do you understand me? The reason why I sit to talk to you for hours, because I want to get to know you and how you work. So I think those are things I did. You know, I had to check my heart again.
Reevaluate.
Reevaluate. Because I have a relationship with God now. I have to ask him to help me heal me. Because for me to move on and enjoy other relationships. Though we are now, I'm back with the person, right? Like, mm-hmm. not that we're so close, but we are cool. Exactly. Because we talked about it. So that's asking to heal me again. So I can, moving on, I can, you know, I can enjoy my relationships and I can have like a renewed mindset of people. Because it affected the way I saw people.
Mm-hmm.
I saw female relationships.
It's like being in a relationship when someone breaks up with you. Okay. And you're doing men as scum. Not every man is scam, but then yeah, it's just that man, but you're just you're just channeling that anger to every man.
Realizing it. So I had to like work on my mindset. What do I see relationships as? Who do I want to give that space into my life?
Yeah, who deserves it?
Who deserves exactly. So
okay, so you were saying something about expectations, yeah? And for me personally, I've learned not to expect too much. Like, 2023 taught me not to expect. But if you think about it, Nigerians say, to whom much is given, much is expected. And that's just the fact. If you are giving your time, your energy, your friendship to somebody, you expect reciprocation. And if that person is not doing it, it's just natural for you to just expect that the person will do it back. You can't say, oh... Even most of us, when we give in church, we know that a part of us is saying, God, I'm giving you because I want to. You're going to give me your...
You're going to give me back.
Yeah, so I think naturally we just have it in our subconscious that we expect things when we do something first. And it's going to be very hard to actually let go of that thought. So as much as you keep expecting, you might keep getting heartbroken. What we should just do is just understand that people would be people, like you said. People are humans. Exactly. Everybody's...
Mm-hmm.
It's possible for people to make mistakes. And sometimes it might make your relationship... But sometimes it might break it.
Exactly. And same for you too. Sometimes you...
You do things
exactly. Too. You don't reach people's expectations too. Mm-hmm. You don't meet the expectations rather. So I just had to, you know, take it like that. Because I used to be this... Okay. Prior to this year, I didn't do anything. I didn't have any work. So just my parents, my brothers. Like, they send me money.
Flexa.
Exactly. So life is just
easy.
Exactly. So this year, you know, I just came into this year like, oh my God, my brothers will foot my bills, my parents.
Everybody will give you what you need. Don't stress me.
I'm telling baby girl lifestyle, baby girl treatments. I want to be taken care of.
Yeah.
So it didn't turn out that way. They started reducing the way they gave me money. So it was tough.
It happens when you're growing older.
I'm telling you, it was so tough. Because
it will shock you.
Even sometimes I'll be praying and I'll be asking God for something. Like, I already know that God is going to use my brother to give me this thing. Like, I already have it in my head
that someone definitely
is going to give me. Then it will not happen. Like, because I already have it in mind that this person is going to give me this thing.
I think things really got hard in Nigeria and everybody had their own burdens. Like, so it was more like, you will stumble into adulthood by force.
So hard. That's what I think. That's what made this year tougher. Cause so hard to now start figuring life.
But it pushed you.
Yeah, it pushed me.
And you did something with yourself.
Exactly.
So what did you go to?
Okay, UGC or dual. I just started learning it, and like, I'm not being consistent enough. Like, I'm still swimming in my excuses.
For those that don't know, what does UGC mean?
Okay, UGC is user generated content. Is making relatable content for brands, right? So it's like unlike influencing, you have to have like followers, you have to have like people that you're following to do it. But as a UGC creator, I don't need to have I just need to create content and send it to them.
Mm-hmm.
So they even pay you for posting it
on your page.
So mm-hmm. It's not compulsory. I just need to make those videos and send it to them. It just have to be relatable.
Okay.
So it's coming from a consumer point of view, like, I've used this product and I'm recommending it to you. So that's what you say.
Makes sense. Do you think you ever use your degree? Do you see yourself using your degree? Do you see yourself working in a bank?
No.
Why?
Nothing. I just want to serve in a bank if I'm given the opportunity. But yeah. I don't want to.
Personally, what would you rather do?
like if you're given a
free card, write what you want to do with your life, your career, what will you do?
Yeah, I love speaking.
Okay.
Public speaking, like using my voice to solve problems. So then video creation. I think those are two things I know that if you tell me now.
Do you know why I'm asking these questions? I'm asking because I want to make you accountable. Because I'm going to ask you how you plan on achieving that in 2024. Because if you now tell us how you plan on achieving it and then you don't do it, you have people to drag you. I am here, and then there are people that have listened that will say, oh, precious, but you said we will remind you. So how do you plan on implementing that in 2024?
Oh, God. All right. Okay, I plan on going into UGC like in full now. I'm working on getting a phone. So, like, I'm planning on going into it like the full force. And public speaking, I just found out that, like, it's just so easy for me to, whenever I'm talking about something that I really understand and I'm passionate mm-hmm. about, like, it's so easy for me to
you just blend.
Thank you. Like, it just flows.
Comes naturally.
Exactly. Yeah. Most times people won't come to tell me, oh, precious, thank you so much. This thing you told me, this, and I'm like, what did I see? I can't even recall the things and remember things I said. So I don't know. I just felt like, okay, maybe I should use my platforms to share things that I've learned.
So you're going to do that in 2024?
Yes, ma'am.
You are saying it and we can
hear you now.
Yes, ma'am.
So you might take courses and probably, you know, exactly. implement what you are learning. Yeah. That makes sense. So apart from career, I know you struggled with relationships in 2023, like with friendships and not just personal. I don't even know if you are single. We'll get there.
I am single.
We'll get there. But then you struggled with friendships and affected all your other friendships. What do you plan to do in 2024 about your relationships with your friends?
Okay. Yeah.
But like, are you being more cautious now?
Yes, I'm guarding my heart. No.
Yeah, protecting your space.
Exactly. No, but I'm still open. I'm still open to people. Like, I'm a people person. I don't know. I just find it so hard to forgive people.
I think that's the problem.
Yeah,
healing, because you have to heal first before you forgive. So it's more like I'm just choosing to ignore it because I'm not ready to heal and I'm not ready to forgive you. But now, can you say you've gotten there? Like, you've let it go.
Exactly.
You've forgiven her.
Yes.
Me personally, I don't believe in the principle of forgive and forget. Don't get me wrong. I believe you could forgive somebody, but I don't believe you can forget because even if you forget, you know that some things people do to you and 10 years from now, you remember them vividly. Not because you've not let it go, but because, like, it happened. I can't just throw it away. It affected our relationships.
Remembering is not bad.
Yeah, it's not bad. So when people say forgive and forget, like, do you mean I should wipe my memories?
The problem there is, okay, I can remember when God was teaching me how to, like, forgive people. So I had an issue with one of my friends. So, but I told myself that forgiving this girl, anytime a name pops up, you need to see me. Like, I'll just be bashing. I'll be throwing the insults.
Trolls.
Like, oh my God.
I do it. Like, do you know something happened like 6 months ago, a year ago? And let's just allow one century guides. I'll tell you. You did this, and then after it, I feel bad. Like, you say you've let this thing go, but then why are you still doing it? Because it's hard to actually let go of those kind of things. You remember them, but the thing is, I think we should work on how much we will now hold that person responsible for it. Because you keep doing it, and the person will get there. Like, I actually begged you, I said sorry, but you keep bringing it up. So maybe we should work on actually bringing it up. But sometimes you just want to bash the person. You just want to give that. You should just collect.
Exactly. It's not easy.
It's not easy.
So I had to learn it. And whenever those people's names pop up, like in any conversation I'm having with other people,
uh-huh.
So I'll just see them. Like, I would rather not talk about the person, or I'll just switch to seeing a good thing, exactly, something else about that person.
Yeah, I think I like what you just said. Like, switch to saying a good thing about that person.
Yeah.
Because when somebody that has hurt you comes up and they are talking about something related to that hurt,
mm-hmm.
the kind of thoughts in your mind that wants to come out through your mouth might be very, very nasty.
Like, I will literally feel the pain, the rage, like the way I'll be talking.
It's
happening currently. So I think
the more sensible thing to do is, okay, this person is actually good with this. Like, just try to talk about their good side, channel to the good path of them. Because if you actually work on what you are thinking, you probably never forgive that person totally. So yeah, that makes sense. So basically, tell us about your single state. Why are you single? guys, disclaimer, she's pretty. Banging body. Heaven is the goal. People that are going to heaven are married. You are here.
Oh my God, what am I saying?
Because you cannot tell me you've not seen anybody. Nah, I wouldn't take the answer, honestly.
Why?
You've not seen anybody, or you've not gotten attracted to anybody. Are you open to being in a relationship?
I'm not ready to be in a relationship.
That's the only reason why you can tell me you've not seen somebody. Because
Jesus, my fans are going to listen to this. I cannot say this. I can't say this, but I'm not seriously right now. I'm not ready. I just need to get some things in order. And relationship people are trying. Relationship. I believe in relationships, marriages, love. But I just feel like I'm not ready.
You're not in that space yet.
Exactly.
So there are some things you want to put in place for yourself before you could love somebody. Do you love yourself?
Why not?
No, there are people that don't love themselves. So the thing I'm asking is, you can't love somebody when you don't love yourself. So it's not like your reasons are unhealthy. It's just you wanting to work on yourself.
Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense. But we'll still pimp her. If you're interested, you can be a friend till she's ready.
I want a sugar daddy. I want friends with benefit. People sending me money. I don't want all this. I love you. Write
money benefits.
Write a story. I don't want story. Send me money.
Yes, so it's not I love you, chop. Okay, so on a lighter note, that's what she was saying. What she was saying was basically she's not ready. Abby? So when she's ready, people can come back, apply.
I'll oppress you guys.
We'll actually create like a flyer available now. ready to get married. Okay, so if you're asked to give an advice to people listening, what are the first two things that you say to somebody? You're a good speaker, you're a good talker, so I'm sure there's something you could say that a lot of people will be able to resonate with.
Okay, I actually want to talk about first thing first, like calm down, breathe. Because you know when we did talk about pressure,
mm-hmm.
there was something I wanted to share. Because last year too, I was, besides, I'm a small girl. I was under pressure from, it was coming from within and external, like outside, you know. Because I'm surrounded with friends that are way above me, like in terms of age and everything. So they were doing something and they were like producing results, like.
So and you don't feel like you're just
exactly.
in place.
When I'm in a conversation with them,
I feel lost.
Like,
I can't relate.
You'll be like, see, you won't understand.
Yes, you can't understand.
When you come up, right?
But do you know there's a reason why they are saying that?
Exactly.
Because they know that you guys are not on the same level. When you get to where they are, you probably be achieving the same thing that they are achieving.
Exactly.
You get. So for them, they know they are not putting pressure on you. I think you're the one putting pressure on yourself.
But at the same time, I know some people were putting pressure on me. So I think pressure made me make some kind of decisions I was not supposed to take, I think, say last year. So I think my advice to some people in that state is relax and take your time and find yourself. Take your time and find yourself. Stop living in people's shadows. Or because now, like, we live in a world where people are doing different things, and it will make you feel like you're not being productive, you're not being useful with your life. So I think I'll just tell people that are still trying to like find their path, find their way in life, find things they want to do, just take it easy. There are times and seasons for everybody in life, right? Even the Bible said there's time to sleep, to eat, to wake, to work, to, you know, do different things, and just take it as your time of that process of finding yourself, the process of becoming, right? And that thing I'm going to say is, don't despise, apart from little beginnings, process, because I feel like people despise process a lot.
Yeah.
Right? There's a process of this gold that we all see now that is shiny, is it has to go through fire, right? And what people, I think what the post she sent me that day, or I saw one post online, people, I don't know, when people are just like, oh my god, I want to be like this person. Yeah. I want to be like this person. But if they should tell you what exactly to get to that place, uh-huh, you will not be able to do it. Yeah. I'm not sure you still want to like have that or abort that kind of desire. I want to be like this person. Uh-huh. So those little lessons you are learning now, don't take them for granted, right? The 23 was very, very tough for me, but I used to thank God, thank you for teaching me all these things, because they made me better. Yeah. I write them down safe. Every day I read them. They made me better, made me who I am. Made me escape some kind of things that would have, you know, exactly that would have happened to me. So do not despise process. Embrace the mistakes you're making now, the struggles, because when you get there, you cannot afford to be making them. Yes. Right? Exactly. So, and that thing, first off, I said you should breathe, relax.
Calm down. Calming down.
No prayer. No one able to pressure you. And secondly, don't despise process, right? So everybody's going to get there. Everybody's going to get there. So I think those are two things that I would like to tell people.
Okay, so what I got is, don't run away from the process. I always keep saying it, like, don't skip the process. Like, the process makes you. It's what you go through, and you can actually say, I did this, I did that, and that's why I'm here. It's what produces results. So I don't see why we should run away from the process. I understand that it could be hard at that point. You just want to skip it. You just want to be where everybody is. But then, like, when you get there so fast, can you really say you are credible enough? God is using it to make you, in most cases. I would say don't skip the process. I would say the sky is big enough for all of us to fly. Like, it's not a competition, and then basically everybody can do it in different ways, and your way might be unique. So don't say because one person is doing one thing, oh, it's now a common thing, let me not do it. Like, if you walk on the street, you see how many provision stores are on the streets. Everybody's still selling. Everybody still has their customers, their target audience. So do what you're doing, keep at it, be consistent. If you don't know what you want to do for next year, do what somebody else wants to do, and in the process you might just find yourself. You get so. For me, I feel like next year is going. I have a feeling that next year is going to be good, because like this year was good, and there are plans for next year. We don't know how it's going to happen, but I want your plans to be achievable, to be realistic. Make it small. Don't make it too outrageous. And you say, oh, next year, so you know, it can happen. Yes, but like make it break down the process. Yes. Yeah, so for me, that's all for this episode. Hopefully next year I rebrand by God's grace and make it a video. Then I might be doing ads for different brands and see what we can put on. I want it to be really amazing. So definitely, I don't want to make promises, but if I don't even get to do what I want to do, I will continue with this podcast, because like, yeah, things, the world is still rotating. So thank you for being on this podcast, Precious. I really appreciate it, because like, if you know how long we've been cooking this thing.
God
of network, God of location.
I'm so happy. I was telling myself, I don't want to succeed this year. I don't want us to push it out of this year. So I was like, I'll force myself. I was calm.
Yeah, because she's actually feeling a little bit stronger. She's sticking. So I'm really, really appreciative. So thank you very much, Precious. Can you drop your Instagram handle? Because I know so many people who listen and want to reach out to you. So drop your Instagram handle. If you're open to dropping your WhatsApp, then you could. Or maybe Instagram, Facebook, or...
Instagram.
Okay, Instagram.
Okay, official Precious Chi _ official _ Chi. Sorry, Precious Chi. Then, or... Fresh has a camera. So if you check official...
Fresh has a camera, or official _ Precious _ Chi. So if you're not sure of the handle, you could always send me a DM. For me, you know, my handle is @bitalka_. I'm open to conversations. I'm open to talking to people. I'm open to networking. I'm open to jobs. Yes, because at this point in our lives, we're done. So we're open to content creation jobs. Anything that you know we would actually do well at, we're going to take the shot. So thank you for listening to this episode. And we will meet in the next episode and subsequently in 2024. Hopefully we have an amazing new year. And we have a very fruitful year by the grace of God. Thank you, Precious.
Bye.
Bye.